Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
Sully!
Mistress Carrie!
So, I was at a Godsmack show last night where there was also a football game happening.
Yeah, no, you were at a football game. Let's not mistake that with a Godsmack kind of performance that maybe had a little audio and then maybe not some.
All right, so I texted you last week because obviously it's the worst kept secret that you guys were playing the home opener for the Pats last night with the big Super Bowl banner unveiling. And I was like, come on, man, just confirm it for me. And what did you say?
I don't know anything. I don't know what you're talking about.
Nah. And why didn't you trust me to be able to tell everybody?
Because you have a big mouth.
How did this come about?
Honestly, I got a surprise email from Jonathan Kraft a few weeks back. And, well, it's actually a little bit more than that now. But he just said, you know, hey, man, do you have time for a call today? And I'm like, okay, Jonathan, just seeing the name Jonathan Kraft in my email was just like, let me get my glasses and make sure I'm reading this right. So I called him and he said, hey, listen, here's what's going on. We want to do this really cool, like, mini Super Bowl style ceremony to unveil the sixth banner and bring out the six trophies and blah, blah, blah. And, you know, my team is pitching me, you know, to do a certain band and, you know, they wanted to have a connection with Boston and whatever. And Jonathan said he immediately knew that he wanted us to do it. So I think they were even pitching them a different Boston band. He never said who, but he just said, nope. He's like, Sully's been a good friend of ours. He's been loyal to this team. You know, they're really true fans and they have this great song that they just tied into the NFL. And it just works with our whole, you know, concept of, you know, the team being legendary. And so, you know, he asked us to, I said, okay, well, first of all, my answer in short is yes. I couldn't get that word out quick enough. and then I just said, you know, let's, you know, talk about what this is, what are we doing? And, you know, over the last couple of months, we just kind of worked it out with their whole team. And
so you've known about this way longer than them starting to hint with the hashtag Legends Rise. This has been in the works for a while.
Yeah, this started probably, I don't know the exact date, but I think it's been over a month, month and a half ago, something like that. Yeah.
So then you're getting ready. So you're like, okay, we're going to do When Legends Rise to help unveil the banner and stuff. And then it was like, hey, while you guys are here, why don't you just do like a mini Super Bowl halftime show too?
Yeah, they just said, well, Jonathan, you know, it's funny. He is a really a true rocker guy. Like, he loves Godsmack. He loves Slipknot. He loves, like, he's telling me these bands that he listens to. And I'm looking at him like, who are you? Like, you're the most rocking corporate guy I know in the whole world. But he just really loves his hard rock music, you know. And so he just said, look, I love that song. He goes, but I also really love Unforgettable and I love Bulletproof. And, like, he's going down the list. And I said, well, the funny thing is that all those songs kind of have this anthemic theme that runs, you know, that has like a parallel kind of meaning to it. You know, Legends Rise and Unforgettable and blah, blah, blah. And so when you're talking about the New England Patriots, it just all kind of ties into that. And so he's like, I want you to do all of them. Like, can you come back at halftime and do two more? And we're like, yeah, of course, we're there. Why not? You know, so it was great. It was an honor. You know, they have, I just posted on Instagram actually to say thank you to everyone because really from the janitor all the way to the top level, they have such an incredibly courteous and professional team that whole organization is just top level. They are really, really a pleasure to work with.
Did the audio guy get fired after the game last night?
I know, man. You know, I want to apologize. And I didn't know what happened at first, but I guess later they had told me that they have a massive PA system in there. So you can imagine in the equipment room what the power amps and all the electronics look like for it to run that amount of speakers. And I guess a couple of the racks of power amps had failed, and it took out the whole eastern side of the stadium.
Oh, it did, because that's where I was sitting.
Yeah. So, unfortunately, people didn't hear anything on that side. And we were going, oh, no, like, were we up there, like, you know, we were that band, like, jumping around and no one could hear anything. And they're like, yeah, unfortunately, for some of the people, that's exactly what happened. We're like, ugh. So did it come back at halftime or no?
It came back like in the middle of the third quarter.
Oh, boo.
Yeah. So, but you guys looked great. And I loved that giant projection screen on the field. That was awesome.
Right. And how about Gronk spiking the last spike and shattering the field?
Yeah,
right?
That was pretty cool.
But it's too bad you guys didn't have the audio, because they had some amazing sound effects and all that that went with that. And just... That just stinks. But, you know, you can't – what are you going to do, man? It's technical difficulty. You know, you deal with it all the time at work and on a smaller level. But when something like that goes on, I asked them, I'm like, what do you do? Can you just reset all these amps? They said, if we even chance that, there's a chance that all the power will go out and then the football game will be postponed. So they're like, there's no way we're going to do that. We have to try to do it safely, or we just have to deal with it. So –
And you know what else I thought was really cool was all of those LED bands that everybody had on their wrists.
Yeah, that was really cool. And again, it's too bad some of the people didn't get to experience it, because as the video was playing, the intro video, and they're showing sparks of this and sparks of that, they had these cool sound effects. And then anytime something would light up on the video, the wristbands were synced with the video. So I love that. I thought it was so creative.
Is that something that maybe Godsmack's going to steal for the future?
I don't know. I heard Taylor Swift already did it.
So, hey, cool, after you guys played and stuff, and you were, I'm sure that the Crafts, I heard a rumor that Jonathan Kraft or Mr. Kraft flew you in on his jet. Is that true?
He what?
That he flew you in on his jet.
They did. Not to brag, but I'm going to brag. We couldn't get there in time. We needed to be there at 8 a.m., or at least the crew did, to set up. And it was, you know, there was a lot of pieces to that, even though it went by fast. To get a stage out on the field and, like, lock it together quickly. I mean, you know, you used to do this before AAF and have everything wired and ready to go. It's like a whole assembly that they have to practice and go over again and again and again. And so they needed the guys there early, and there was no commercial flights that got us there. So they sent their jet for the band and our backline crew. But, you know, as much as we appreciate it, and it was a beautiful jet, and we didn't have to deal with the hassles of an airport, we still, you know, we had got off stage in Virginia at midnight, and by the time you get to bed, it's 2, and then you have to be in the lobby at 4 to catch a 5 o'clock flight, and it's like, oh. So none of us slept, and it was just a long, long day. But, again, you know, we had a great time. And, by the way, talk about bragging, the best thing I'll brag about is the whole thing was worth every stitch of me getting Tom Brady and Julian Edelman to sign my game jerseys that I will now frame and put in my man cave.
No way.
Yeah. Yep.
So jealous.
Excited. I know. My brother came to the game. He flew in from Cincinnati, and I looked and he goes, you just like that. I'm like, sorry, dude. And he's like, I can't believe you got a Tom Brady shirt signed. I'm like, yeah, he personalized it to me and everything. Him and Julian, they said some really nice things. And man, was I happy to have that, because God, you know, we're never gonna see a quarterback like this again in our lifetime.
Did you happen to spot Antonio Brown somewhere in the building?
No, I never seen him. I don't know if he was there. I know he wasn't allowed to be on the field until today.
Yeah, but I figured if they sent the jet, they probably put you in a luxury suite. So I didn't know if you bumped into him in the bathroom.
No, I was actually down on the field most of the time, because they had to move us in and out of the field. when it was time to go. And then after halftime, I did go up to the suite to say hi to my family. And but, you know, it was pretty close to, you know, we're already a few minutes into the fourth quarter. So I just was in there and then left.
Well, I just wanted to make sure I caught up with you because, I mean, everybody knows what a big masshole you are and what a diehard Pats fan. So all I could think about while I was up there was, oh, my God, Sully's got to be so psyched right now.
Oh, my God. It really was. And Shannon, too, you know, all the guys are from New England except for Shannon, our drummer. And he has been he's a diehard since he was a kid. He said he was just always attracted to the colors. But he's a diehard Oakland Raiders fan. And when he heard that we got AB, he snapped. He's like, that's it. Okay. He goes, fine. Congratulations. I'm still a Pats fan. But why did Belichick have to grab Antonio Brown? He was so mad. He was like, we were just starting to build a team. And I go, Shannon, it's like you're in love with a girl that just doesn't love you back.
Yeah.
You know? The Oakland Raiders just don't win. And you just... he's literally stood by them his entire life. So needless to say, he was pretty bent last night, but he is a huge Patriots fan too. And he was very excited to be there and do that whole event.
Well, it looked awesome. So I was hoping I was going to get a chance to catch up with you today and find out what it was like from your perspective. So that's pretty cool.
Sure. Yeah, for sure, man. It was good to chat with you.
I bumped into your brother in the parking lot. That's how I confirmed that you guys were actually playing.
Did you bump into him or were you picking him up from the ground?
No, I just bumped into him in line at a porta potty.
So good. Wait, what were you doing in the porta potty?
No, I was walking by the line.
Okay.
All right. Well, listen, I appreciate you calling, honey. Congratulations. It looked awesome last night. Even with the audio problems, it was still really cool to see you guys down on the field.
Yeah, right on. Thanks. Thanks again, man. And go Pats. I think we're number sevens in our near future.
Oh, God. I hope so.
Woo! Mistress Carrie, weekdays 10 to 3 on WAAF. Podcasts are always online and on your schedule at WAAF.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.